this lying outside the movie theater where the documentary Soul Survivor is about to be screened for the first time, everybody is a little quiet, a little tense, which is understandable. Most of these people are probably family members of somebody who died on Flight 255. One of the chatters, though, is Shirley Friedman. She comes up to me out of the blue and says, I want to show you a photo of my granddaughter.
Joanne was in the crash. This is when she graduated high school.
What do you think about seeing Cecilia speak about this for the first time? What are you hoping to see?
I was so surprised and shocked. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know what to think. Everybody told me, come today, because it was very touching to know that somebody survived.
The director of this documentary is also here. Her name is Kai Dickens. She says ever since people started hearing that she had actually gotten an interview with Cecilia Sheehan, the sole survivor of that flight, Dickens says she got the same email and phone call over and over and over. How is Cecilia? Is she happy? Will you tell her that we think about her?
Her living keeps their loved one living on. She's the last connection to them. And I hope that when people see the survivors, there is an element of healing that can come with it.
And then the film is starting. And when Sheehan's face fills that big movie theater screen, she just sounds good. She's this blonde, poised young woman.
I'm happily married to my high school sweetheart. I'm studying to get my master's in art therapy. I am happy. I've never been happier.
And then she looks right at camera and she says, I know I don't talk or see you guys, but I feel like a member of the Flight 255 family.
I do think about you guys and what you must have gone through.
Before the movie ends, there's this other scene in front of the Flight 255 memorial plaque. And this woman is talking about the family that she lost in the crash and how she bumped into Cecilia Sheehan by total accident one day.
I cried like a little baby because to me, there was a part of this whole episode that was missing is her. And it was like when I met her, it put that little piece of the puzzle in place.
When the movie ends and the lights come up, I bump into Shirley Friedman, the woman who lost her granddaughter, Joanne. She says that seeing Sheehan brought everything back.
How sad it was that how these people are gone. People that should really still be here. But what could you do? You only can make the best of it.
There's actually one person who has been in touch with Sheehan all of these years. His name is John Theed, and he is the firefighter who carried little Cecilia Sheehan from the wreckage. They talk regularly, they text message, they even danced at her wedding. And Theed says now that everybody can hear from Sheehan themselves, there might be a little bit more peace.
I think there's still a healing process with the people, you know, the families. And finally, after being gone so long and nobody knowing what happened to her, you know, I think family members kind of, you know, I think has the closure to it.
The film Soul Survivor opens in wide release later this year. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.